with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a voluntary recall affecting blood pressure medication.
The FDA says drug makers, including Teva Pharmaceuticals, have recalled over 500,000 bottles of prazosin hydrochloride capsules, a medicine prescribed by doctors to relax blood vessels. It's sometimes used to treat prostate issues or prescribed off-label for nightmares and sleeping problems associated with post-traumatic stress disorder. Some of the recalled prazosin hydrochloride capsules contain nitrosamines, impurities that form during manufacture or storage as substances degrade. Low levels of nitrosamines are common in water and foods, but because they're considered potentially cancer-causing, the government has set daily intake limits. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump wants the Senate to change its rules so Republicans can end the government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republicans have a majority in the Senate but are unable to reach the filibuster's 60-vote threshold without help from Democrats. So the president is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster, which would allow the GOP to bypass Democrats and reopen the government. However, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has strongly opposed changing the filibuster and repeatedly said he is not considering changing the rules to end the month-long shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican-led panel in Ohio has adopted new U.S. House districts, potentially boosting the GOP's chances of gaining two seats in next year's elections. The new map approved Friday comes as President Trump pushes for Republican states to reshape districts for electoral advantage. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 40 points today, the Nasdaq rose by 143, with the S&P 500 advancing by 17 points. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are in the Caribbean.
Hurricane Melissa lashed Haiti and Jamaica this week, leaving dozens dead and a wide path of destruction. World Relief, Operation Blessing, and Samaritan's Purse are amongst the faith-based ministries responding to the disaster with food and other emergency supplies. Cuba has also been hard hit, and despite its hostility toward Christians, a Southern Baptist relief group is shipping in generators and other necessities as people begin the recovery process. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alaska Supreme Court is weighing a case that is expected to determine who can provide abortions in the state. The court heard arguments this week in a 2019 case challenging the constitutionality of a law that states only a doctor licensed by the state medical board can perform an abortion in Alaska. The statute was struck down as unconstitutional by a superior court judge last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stock markets ended October on a strong note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up at the closing bell by 40 points. The S&P 500 up 17. And the NASDAQ was up by 143 points. The rally stems from upbeat Q3 earnings. More American homeowners are choosing to stay put.
The number of homes typically changing hands as people relocate for work, retire, or trade up hasn't been this low in almost 30 years. A Redfin analysis finds that only 28 of every 1,000 homes changed hands between January and September. This decline suggests that homeowners are staying put longer amid rising worry about the job market and the economy and affordability constraints to home ownership despite easing mortgage rates. Rich Thomason reporting.
For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.